attributes, doing little to advance the role of women, and, his most regrettable mistake, refusing to attend the funeral of a much-loved Reform rabbi, Hugo Grin, and calling him a destroyer of the faith, a great chief rabbi to the Gentiles, a fair number said, noting his easier mixing with prime ministers and royals. The Haredi, not won over, called him Boychik, wet behind the ears. Perhaps he was. He never set out to be a rabbi. The impulse had grown very slowly from that first sense of the mystery of God, when he was 2 or 3, in the sadness of the music at his grandfather's tiny synagogue in Finchley. He did not even feel especially Jewish, until at Cambridge the Six-Day War of 1967 suddenly fueled a lifelong attachment to Israel. He spent the next summer crisscrossing America on a Greyhound bus to look for rabbis, and Menachem Mendel Schneerson in Brooklyn, then the Lubavitcher Rebbe, was the first to suggest he might be one himself and train in the mid-1970s. It was a voice in his head that made him say, as Abraham, ordered to sacrifice his son Isaac, had said 3 times to God, "Hineni, here I am."